This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Election Day looms largely in the 2020 presidential campaign. Campaigns of both parties have only 2 weeks to make the case, even as millions of Americans have already begun voting.
The presidential nominee Joe Biden off the campaign trail, prepping for Thursday night's debate. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, is battleground Florida Monday.
This man, Donald Trump, would like you to believe everything is okay.
President Donald Trump was firing back from Arizona.
Biden even shows his running mate the most liberal in America.
Meantime, the debate commission is adopting changes for Thursday night. During two-minute opening statements on each topic, the opponent's microphone will be muted. The Trump campaign isn't happy about that, but vows Trump will participate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Speaking of that debate, the second and final debate appears set to go forward with new rules in place meant to prevent the candidates from talking over each other. Chris Gaudieri, the political analysis from St. Anselm College in New Hampshire.
We don't know what the physical acoustics of the space will be, so it's entirely possible. No, he won't have a microphone, but he might still just keep talking and trying to talk over Biden.
President Trump expressed his displeasure with the overall setup, telling reporters Monday that while he thinks it is very unfair, he will be a part of Thursday's event in Nashville. He accused the evening's moderator of being biased. Kristen Walker, a respected NBC White House supporter, is moderating the debate and has chosen to ask President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden about fighting COVID-19, American families, and race in America. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control by working toward a freeze on warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed extending the accord for the new START arms control treaty, with the U.S. State Department hours later saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. Moscow said it was ready, together with the United States, to make a political commitment to freeze the number of nuclear warheads through February of 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. British and U.S. officials said the attacks were conducted by a unit of Russia's GRU, military intelligence agency. In an indictment unsealed yesterday, the U.S. Department of Justice said six members of the unit had played key roles in attacks on targets ranging from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to the 2017 French elections. A spacecraft from the U.S. space agency NASA is set to launch an asteroid, breaking off a sample and bringing it back to Earth for the first time during a history-making mission that culminates just 1 hour from right now. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft is set to attempt a touch-and-go sample collection on the asteroid later on this afternoon. The event is expected to take more than 4 hours. In a statement on its website, NASA says the spacecraft is about the size of a large passenger van, has been orbiting the asteroid since 2018, and is now more than 321 million kilometers from Earth. Scientists are interested in the asteroid because they believe it contains material from the early solar system and may contain the molecular precursors to life and Earth's oceans. China's foreign ministry said today some U.S. politicians were smearing normal economic and trade cooperation. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Brazil and the United States needed to reduce their dependence on Chinese imports during a virtual summit on U.S.-Brazil cooperation post-pandemic recovery. And the governor of Nigeria's largest city and financial hub has declared a full-day curfew amid continuing protests against police violence. Lagos Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu said Tuesday that a 24-hour curfew would be imposed. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.